Hey, we should start our own podcast.
Let's do it.
Wait, crap. How is it going to go?
It has been a minute.
Yeah. And you can't blame me this time.
Nope, I cannot. Nope, definitely not your fault. Life has just been very chaotic, and I've been trying for weeks to work on this same case, and I just have not had the time.
We've all been very busy.
You know, like we said before.
House
renovations, just life in general. Summer always gets busier. Mm-hmm. And then at work, a lot of the time I'll be working on my case at my lunch. But I haven't had a lot of time at lunch lately because we are understaffed and we don't have enough people. So picking up slack in other areas means that I don't really get as much of a lunch.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, guys, that it's been so long, and I can't promise it won't happen again, but again, like we said before, we don't make any money from this.
This is so literally just for fun.
This is definitely going to be the lowest priority as far as, like, oh, I have to, you know, go pull weeds today, or I can record an episode.
And it takes us a long
time. It's hours and hours of research, and then hours of writing, and then hours of recording.
More, yeah.
And then editing.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. But anyway.
And we have dogs that are very noisy and interrupt us all the time.
But anyway, we are back today. Mm-hmm. Back with a whole new episode.
Whoop, whoop.
And hello. This is the Sisterious Podcast.
Just in case you missed it.
You didn't know. And I'm Mackenzie.
And I'm Rainy.
And I, Mackenzie, have a case for you today.
Yay!
We always try to identify ourselves at the top of the episode because apparently we sound a lot alike.
Although I feel like I definitely sound different. Like, I feel like my voice is different than
yours. I think if you listen long enough, then you can easily tell the difference between our voices. But at the beginning, like, if you just started listening, it's harder to tell.
I feel like you have a more, like...
What is wrong with you? What are you doing? You look like you're having a breakdown. There's a hair in your mouth. It's not the end of the world. You're acting like you're going to throw up.
It's like stuck in between my I can just feel it.
Do you need help?
I might.
Like, you want some floss or something? Here, come over here.
It keeps eluding me. It's okay. I think I got it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I, like, was watching it float through the sky, too, and I went, and I, like, just sucked it in.
Yeah. Our house is full of hair. I just watched a video today, and it was this guy. It's like, I often get people asking me how I keep my house so clean with two huskies, and now I'm going to tell you my 5 tips for keeping your house clean with huskies. Tip number 1, you can't. Don't try.
Yeah.
And then it just goes on to all the reasons you can't.
It's impossible. Dog hair.
We don't have huskies, but we have an Aussie, and she is horribly.
It's bad.
Horribly hairy.
And all 4 of the dogs shed, but Ren's definitely the worst.
Ren is the worst for sure.
So there's just no escaping it. You just have to deal with it. And the cat shed.
Just like you said the other day, you're like, sometimes there's hair in my food, and I just eat it because it takes there's too much for me to pull it out.
Yeah, I'm like, I will try.
It's just everywhere.
Yeah, I try to get out through the air for the most part, but a lot of time I'm just like, that's in there.
It's in there.
I'll sit down and I see a poof of hair just float all over my food. I'm like,
yeah,
definitely some of that landed in my food or my drink, and I'm just going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, been there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, we're going to get into today's case because it's rough. It's really sad. It's really sad, but also cool at the end, in the middle.
So not a happy ending.
There are definitely some badass bitches. There's some definitely badass bitches in this story, but ultimately it is a sad story. And I'm going to try and put this into two parts. Okay. So we'll have an intermission at some point, and then you guys are going to be left on a cliffhanger.
Ha ha ha.
Hooray for you. So we will start in the year 2016.
Whoa.
Do you know where you were in 2016?
In high school?
You were.
Wow. In Oregon, yep.
Dang. I was in my senior year of hygiene school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think 2016 was my freshman year of high school.
That's insane. I can't believe how long ago that was.
Goes fast.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. Wait, no, I would have been 15 in 2016. So, yeah, I would have been like a freshman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So on September 1st, the body of a young woman was found badly burned in an abandoned home in Orange, New Jersey.
Oh.
The city is called Orange.
Where do you live? Orange.
Orange. And
county?
It's
no, Orange.
Orange City. Oh. Orange City, oh. New Jersey. Oh. And this whole case is going to take place in several different cities in New Jersey, and they're all pretty close to each other, within a few miles.
I don't know much about Jersey. I just know that nobody from New York likes Jersey.
You mean New Jersey?
Yeah, but, like, people just call it Jersey.
They do?
Like, the Jersey Shore.
Oh, I feel like it's only the Jersey Shore that is called Jersey.
I don't think so. But also, that's one of the other things I
know about.
Because
there is Jersey.
Where's that?
In Europe. It's, like, in England.
Well, I'm definitely not talking about that.
No, but that's what New Jersey is named after.
Like, New England?
Yeah, where's in New York.
Where's New England again, exactly?
New
That's
England
Massachusetts,
is
right?
New England's like an area.
Oh.
It's not a city. It's not like, you know.
You know, I always say it's just an area. I'm not a very patriotic person. I'm not going to lie. However, there's one thing that does get me very patriotic, and that's the British.
What? How does that get you patriotic?
Because the British suck. I'm like, yeah, that's right. We won.
What?
We get fireworks, assholes.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what it is. They're so rude and stuck up. And they're, oh, knee, or I saw, watched a video the other day about, like, teen boys from England trying foods, like, pretty, like, common foods in the South. And they're like, oh, what is, this is just an atrocity. This, what is this? This looks like poop.
This is an atrocity.
Yeah, and, like, totally talking down on it. And it was, like, biscuits and gravy. And, like, this is absolutely disgusting. Like, you guys eat beans on toast, all right? Shut the hell up. You have no room to talk. Beans and toast, really?
To be fair, I don't like biscuits and gravy.
Oh, I think it's fine.
It's fine, but I don't really like it that much.
And they thought sweet tea?
It's just the gravy part. I just like biscuits with butter, and I like gravy with meat, but I just don't like biscuits and gravy.
Oh, I like it. I like the savory part of it. Hmm. But then, and then they were dissing on iced tea, and then well, they were saying,
"Well, okay, let's talk about sweet tea in the South. That is another type of sweet."
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, but that is like
have you
sugar
seen the
on crack.
Of people like this is how my sweet tea recipe. It's like 6 cups of sugar.
Oh my god.
You're gonna die!
3 cups of water.
Steep it for an hour, and you're good to go. And then when you serve it,
throw
with a
couple leaves in there.
What? Stop. You really could have done with, like, maybe a quarter cup of sugar yeah. and been fine.
Yeah.
You would have been set, let me tell you. Whoa, it was like when you'd make a Kool-Aid as a kid, you know?
Yeah, you're like, damn, that's how much sugar we put in this?
Actually, I remember we would do, like, half the sugar because we're like, this is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
It really puts it in perspective for
you. It really does. Because then you just drink a drink. Mm-hmm. You don't think about that.
No.
But if you actually saw how much sugar like, is in that, it's a lot.
It's a lot of sugar. Sugar is really bad for you guys. Yeah. Try and cut it out if you can. As much as you can.
It's not great.
No. But yeah, so the British, they suck low-key for making fun of our food. And you know what? After they tried it all, they said, this is amazing.
They
say,
hate peanut butter, so. So, anyway, after 2 weeks of them finding this body, they were able to identify through dental records that the person was Robin Daphne Michelle West.
Wow. Yeah. That is a name.
It's a long name.
I'm not going to lie. Robin West is kind of a cool name.
Robin West. That's
Robin West. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a Hollywood star or something, doesn't it? Robin West.
It's part of the Kanye Legacy.
Northwest.
Robin West.
Chicago West. Saint West. Psalm West.
Good Lord.
But their kids are pretty dainty.
I can't stand that man.
I can't stand Kanye. Yeah.
He's terrible. She's not great, but he's horrible.
I know you have a thing against the Kardashians, and I do to an extent, but at the same time, I kind of like them.
Not all of them. There's a guilty pleasure behind it. Definitely Kim. I don't like her.
I actually like Kim.
No, I don't like her.
I like Kim, and I like Kylie, and I like... I guess the only one I really don't like is Kendall. Kendall sucks.
I think Kylie's okay, and is it Chloe?
Chloe's the oldest sister.
Yeah, I think
short black hair. She's pregnant right now.
Yeah, I think I like her. But I don't like Kim.
I like Kim. Kim has gone better. She was used to be annoying, but Kim has gone better.
Maybe.
But I think Kylie's a good mom. Oh, I think that she turned her into like a better person.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I'm not going to lie. All their children are freaking adorable. It's the truth.
So anyway, Robin's father had reported her missing just the day before her body was discovered. It took them
a bit of time to report it.
No, it took them a couple of weeks to identify who it was. Oh. So he thought she was still missing in that time, but they had actually already found her body.
Oh, okay. How old was she again? Did you already say that?
I haven't said that yet.
Oh, okay.
So Robin's father described her as a friendly girl with a free spirit who lived her life to the fullest.
Good for you, girl.
Yeah. It was a free spirit as in, like, she did what she wanted to do. And she was still, like, obviously he loved her and it was, like... He was his daughter, and he cared about her, and he loved her. And they had an okay relationship, but she definitely didn't always want to be home. She liked to go out and do her own thing. She didn't like to play by the rules of the house, so she just decided to do her own thing, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm independent. I'm going to just go.
Sounds like me when I got the tattoo on my chest.
Kind of does.
I'm just going to do this. I was feeling like making bad decisions that day. Listen, I've really gotten my act together, so every once in a while, I have to make at least one bad decision to feel alive again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, fair
and
enough.
And the chest tattoo was one of those.
Okay. Well, I think it was a totally bad decision.
I think it was kind of a, whoa, why'd you do that? Or not, like, so that's there.
Whoa, that happened.
Yep, it's there. So,
Does that? Nope. That's on. That's on there.
It's not coming off. Trust me. I tried.
What?
I'm just kidding. I do like it.
Yeah. It's good.
It's cute. I think it's fun.
Yeah. So, he said it was not uncommon for her to go a couple days without coming home or even contacting him if she was spending time with some friends.
Dang.
This time was different, though, because her 20th birthday was coming up on September 5th.
So she was an adult then.
She was at this point. But she had been that way for a long time. Since she was a teenager.
Okay.
Anyway, she had a rough life. So September 5th was going to be her 20th birthday, and she was planning a party. And Robin was really excited about her 20th birthday. And just a few days before her death, she had posted photos of herself in her new white dress that she had bought just for her party.
Oh.
So when she just disappeared during this important time.
Weird.
Yeah. Her father.
It's like, that's not right.
She disappeared. She wasn't posting anything. She wasn't talking to anyone. Yeah.
You know?
And they're like, what's going on? We were planning this party. Yeah. And now you're not here. That's a weird time to go missing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. For you to just be like, I don't care. I'm leaving. Like, right. We're excited about this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Something's fishy.
So he became concerned, obviously. And so he reported her missing after just a couple days. Robin had a difficult childhood, like I was saying before. She battled with ADHD and undiagnosed bipolar disorder.
Same. I'm just kidding. I don't know about that one.
Because of this, she struggled through high school and actually bounced around between different public schools and adolescent behavior treatment centers.
That's really hard.
Yeah.
Having, like, BPD? Bipolar personality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bipolar.
Disorder? That I've heard it's really, really hard for people. Like, some of the hardest one. Like,
yeah. I mean, you go through the highest of highs and the lowest of lows.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
How can you keep a stable life?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you are undiagnosed and unmedicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's sad.
It's really tough.
And it's sad because it's like, yep, so it's just a chemical imbalance. You're never going to get better. Like, it's not going to just poof, you're healed one day. It doesn't work that way. You're just, this is it. This is your life.
And I don't think I mentioned this. It'll be clear later, but I don't think I actually mention it. But Robin is a black woman.
Oh, okay. And
that's going to be the same with all of our victims today.
Damn.
Yeah. And that could have limited her access to care as well.
Right, yeah.
Especially behavioral health care.
Yeah.
So also, so one of these homes that she stayed in when she was a teenager, it was called the Wordsworth Academy, and it was proven later to be an even worse situation because this facility was falling apart, first of all, and there were a lot of reports of counselors raping the residents there. So thanks. It's possible that she went through, you know, even more trauma mm-hmm. going into that. She goes there to get help, and mm-hmm. then that's what happens.
Yeah.
So things escalated for her when a close family friend, someone that she actually considered more like a second mom, ended up dying suddenly when she was 14. That's kind of when her life took a spiral downward.
Yeah.
She began running away from home and hanging out with the rough crowd. She would tell her parents that she was doing it for them. She didn't want to burden them or her younger brother with her issues. And, you know, she thought their lives would be better off if she wasn't home.
That's sad.
It's super sad. Like, clearly she had this warped perception mm-hmm. of reality, obviously most likely brought on by her undiagnosed bipolar disorder and yeah. depression. But whatever it is she felt like she was such a burden that she needed to be out of the house. That's hard.
Mm-hmm. That's really sad.
Yeah. When she turned 18, she moved out for good and, unknown to her parents, did begin to engage in sex work for money.
Damn.
However,
and OnlyFans I don't think was around back then, so.
No.
This is that intense kind of sex work. Like porn or, because there's a.
No, in sex for money.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. they call that sex work too.
Right, it's a type of sex yeah. work. Yeah, no, she had sex, engaged in sex for money.
Okay.
She was determined to be murdered. This was a murder for sure.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't just like an accidental somebody.
Like she was determined. Like she was determined.
Oh, she was determined to be murdered.
I'm gonna get murdered.
No, definitely not.
I'm determined. That's how I'm gonna die. I'm gonna get murdered.
Oh gosh, that sounds horrible.
That's how I want to go. I want to be murdered.
No. She was. It was determined. So that was better.
Yeah.
It was determined that she was murdered.
Okay.
But her, again, she was so badly burned
yeah,
that they couldn't really tell exactly yeah. what was the cause.
She was burned, it's probably a pretty good indicator.
But it's definitely not natural causes.
Right.
And it wasn't burning.
Oh.
She didn't die from the fire.
Well, that's good because that's actually very excruciating to die.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah, no thanks.
Soon before her murder, I should say, Robin was trying to get her life straightened back out. And she had made plans to get her GED as she never earned a high school diploma. Mm. And her parents were hoping that she would have a career working with animals as she was a big animal lover.
Aww.
And had dreamed of becoming a veterinarian when she was younger. Unfortunately, she would never have the chance as her life was cut short just a couple days before her 20th birthday.
Mm.
At the time she went missing, Robin had been on a trip to Essex County with her best friend, Bernicia Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
Within just a few days, the two were out of money and had no place to stay, so they turned to sex for work. It didn't take long for a man to stop them. Bernicia said he was charming and he was attractive and that he indicated he wanted to be with Robin. So Robin went with the man, and as they rode off in the car, Bernicia wrote down the man's license plate number and saved it as a contact in her phone.
That's a smart girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something they normally did when one of them would go with the person. They would write it down.
So just it's their, a normal safety measure.
Yeah. Like I said, she had begun to engage in sex work. And so when they went on this trip and they didn't have money,
mm-hmm.
they did what they always do to make money. Yeah. The next day, when Bernicia still hadn't heard from Robin and had been unable to contact her, she decided to call the Union Township police to report that Robin was missing. And she gave them the license plate number as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was just after Robin's father also reported her missing in Philadelphia, which is where she was from.
Mm-hmm.
Police ended up tracking the license plate number to a silver BMW that belonged to a man named Khalil Wheeler Weaver.
Wow.
Yes. A long name. And those are his two last names.
Oh, okay.
Wheeler Weaver.
Wheeler Weaver. Wow.
Khalil told them that he had gone out to pizza for lunch with Robin that day, but that he had dropped her off at 472 Lakeside Avenue in Orange, and then he ended up actually taking police to the building, just saying, like, I can show you where it was, which was the same one her body had been found in.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. But Khalil was calm and relaxed as police questioned him, and he honestly seemed eager to help, so they didn't really consider him as a serious suspect.
Please. People can play it up big time, you dum-dums.
Yeah. And anyway, the investigation just kind of fizzled out after that. They didn't
Shocker. They didn't care.
Exactly. They didn't really do anything more.
Are we surprised?
No. No, we're not.
Disappointed? Yes.
Yes. But surprised? No. Yeah. No. Just continuously disappointed.
Yep.
So now we're going to jump forward a few months later. Another woman went missing, and her name was Joanne Brown. Joanne, like I said before, these are all black female victims. Mm-hmm. Joanne grew up in Newark, New Jersey, in a large family, being one of 8 children.
That's a lot.
8 children.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Good Lord. That poor woman.
I've heard of people with much more, though, in recent years still.
Yeah, but why?
Because people are crazy.
Are they billionaires? Because that's what it would cost to raise 8 children.
Actually, usually people with the lesser amounts of money are doing that. It's crazy.
You know how expensive kids are?
Yeah.
Nuts. Anyway, she had a really rough life, also being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. At a young age. Mm-hmm. Despite this, she kept her positive demeanor most of the time, being a light to her friends and family, which made them want to be near her and help her when she was going through the, you know, rougher depressive periods. Mm-hmm. She had a real, like, you know, community around her to help her when she needed to, because she was such a wonderful person when she was could be herself.
Right. Yeah.
She ended up graduating from Westside High School and enjoyed fashion and doing hair. Into the style. Joanne became an exotic dancer.
Whoa.
And unfortunately fell into drug use.
That sucks.
And ended up having to turn to sex work to make a living to pay for her substance abuse.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because usually exotic dancers make a lot of money as it is.
Yeah. But drugs are expensive.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't know.
Before her murder, she was trying to repair her life and had enrolled in a program for housing aid, counseling, and treatment. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it was all of those things, but
whoa.
Housing aid, counseling, and treatment to help people.
Cover all your bases.
To help people wanting assistance with their substance abuse disorders. And on October 22nd in the afternoon, Joanne was with some friends on the south side of Newark, one being her best friend, Amaya Nobles.
Amaya.
I love that name.
I know, that's cute.
It's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
When a man picked her up. Usually when Joanne went with a client, she would check in with Amaya to tell her her whereabouts and when she should be expecting her to return. This was, you know, their normal routine mm-hmm. for when one of them went with someone. You know, just safety measures.
Yeah.
These are all, you know, logical safety measures.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Unfortunately, it didn't work in this case.
That does suck.
But on this day, Joanne didn't have her phone. Just before the man arrived, a friend needed to make a call and borrowed Joanne's phone, and she left with him before it was returned.
Okay.
So she didn't have her phone on her.
Yeah.
Yes. Just make sure you caught that.
Yeah, yes, I caught it. Okay. So I went, okay.
Instead, she asked to borrow the man's phone, mm-hmm. and he let her. He let her borrow his phone, and she called Amaya from his phone. So she must have had the number memorized. Good on you, girl.
Good job.
Most of us do not remember people's phone numbers anymore.
No, I remember mom's, dad's, and that's about it.
Most people that I know don't know hardly any phone numbers at all. 2 is pretty good. I actually know almost everybody's phone number.
I know, because you don't save their name.
I do that on purpose so that I can memorize the phone mm-hmm. number. And eventually, once I have the number memorized, then I put their name in as mm-hmm. the contact. But yeah, I remember most people's numbers because I am terrified that one day I will be without my phone and need to call somebody. It's like a legitimate deep fear that I won't be able to contact somebody because I won't know their number.
I'll just call mom and dad over and over again.
That's why I remember it. I couldn't call mom because she's not picked up for me once ever.
Dad usually answers.
Dad does usually answer.
He always talks very loud on the phone, though. Hold it away a little.
Usually I feel like he's driving and he's on speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's probably a part of it.
Yeah.
No. Mom doesn't call or doesn't answer when I call. I call a second time, and sometimes she might answer the second time, but most of the time, no.
Sometimes.
And at that point, I say, hey, Randy, can you call mom? Because she won't answer me. No. And then she answers.
No. Sometimes mom will call me, and I'll call her back, and then she won't answer. You just called me. I called you back 2 seconds later, and now you don't answer? And then she never calls back.
Yep. I know. I call Carly most of the time anymore.
I know.
Because mom just doesn't answer.
Well, Carly says that too. She's like, if you need to get a hold of your mom, just call me. And I do a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Oh, my gosh. Mom, come on, lady. Like, the other day when she texted me, though, are you alive? I haven't heard from you in a long time. Like, it's because you've been texting me goodnight so late, I'm already asleep.
So late at 9 o'clock.
9:30.
Oh, 9:30, sorry.
9:30, typically.
Yeah, because you're asleep by then.
Yes.
Yes, you
my
are.
My phone is in my
charger.
And the
sun is still shining.
Yeah, I know. It's, yeah. It's peaceful.
The sun shining is peaceful?
No, like, just that little bit of that little, like, dim glow, that light. I like that time of night.
Okay.
To me, it's yeah. very peaceful.
Fair enough.
Calming.
That's mm-hmm. actually a good point.
Thank you.
I have a hard time sleeping with light at all.
I do, too, but a just natural that little light. Glow is good.
I do love it when it's pitch black when I go to sleep.
Yeah, I like pitch black.
Like, I have blackout curtains. I try to, like, make
sure.
That's
how I used to be, but recently I've been sleeping with more light because I like when I wake up in the morning for the light to be able to come in through the window.
You know, I say I can't sleep with light because, like, when there's light shining in my room when I'm trying to go to sleep, I can't do it. I have to get all the light out. But I fall asleep all the time just, like, sitting on the couch or whatever, and it's broad daylight.
Yeah.
So I can go to sleep with the light, but not when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know. Sleep is a weird one for me. Sometimes it comes so easily and sometimes it's so hard and I feel like I never rest enough. I'm yeah. perpetually sleepy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a sleepy girl. Like, I'm when Hunter explains too. Me, that's one thing he would, like, describe. Like, you're sleepy. Like, you're always tired and you're always ready to take a nap and just kind of curl up. Yeah, I'm just kind of sleepy. I'm like a cat. I'm sleepy. I'm going to take a little naps.
Gotta get a lot of naps.
Gotta have a lot of rest. But then when I have energy, I have a lot of energy, too. Yep. Maybe that's why I just go about my day, like, totally, like, I'm not caffeinated usually.
I don't really drink caffeine.
I've been drinking more recently since going to the gym because I like having a little drink in the morning. But it's not because I need the caffeine, it's because I just like having that little drink.
When I try to drink something before I go to the gym, then I shit my pants when I get to the gym.
Okay.
So I don't have time to actually do my workout because I had to go to the bathroom
Even
first.
Even water?
No, water is fine, but I can't have a lot of it or it'll make me sick. If I have a ton of water on an empty stomach, I'll get sick.
Well, you know how I throw up at the gym. I think that's what happens is it's because it's so hard and I'm like dying and getting mm-hmm. hot. I chug my water and I think it makes me sick.
Yeah. Like one time I tried to drink a vitamin drink before. One time I tried to drink that Spark before. And both times I'm like, I got to my workout like an extra 15 minutes later because I had to stop off at the bathroom. All right, I guess I'll cut a lot of this out since Rainey's making me feel self-conscious about it. I'm sorry, I have bowel issues, Rainey.
That's pretty bad.
That's who I am. I've had a colonoscopy before I'm 30. I have problems, okay? I don't know what else to tell you.
I want to know why my stomach is so good and yours isn't.
Yours isn't good. You throw up all the time.
No, but I don't ever have bowel issues. It's only a stump, like, throw up. It's not anything else. Like, that's totally normal.
Even, like, when I get really, really nervous, I have diarrhea. That's what
I don't
what
have
happens.
That issue.
That's just what happens. But didn't you say dad has that problem?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I've had multiple people tell me that.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not just me.
No.
Okay.
But I don't have that feeling.
Because you and Dylan both made me feel like it was just me.
I never heard of it before, but I do. No, I know people now, and I think, okay. Oh, okay, I guess that's the thing. When I get really, really nervous, I feel like I'm going to, like, jump off a cliff. Like, I feel just like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
What?
I don't, like, I just, like, feel like,
wow.
I need to die.
Jumping off a cliff. Oh, that's what I've done since we've spoke, everybody. I went skydiving.
And we went to Disneyland.
We did go to Disneyland, too.
And Hunter graduated college.
Yeah.
And now he's on and his master's program. And he's starting his master's
program.
And I got a new tattoo.
Rainy got a new tattoo. That's not that big of news.
That's news.
Not at this point.
I don't have that many new tattoos.
Guess what? I got another tattoo.
You
got like three in the last year.
I know. I went from one and having that one for like 2 years to getting the moth. And it'd be under 2 years. Under 2 years. And then I got the words on my back in March. And then I got the one on my chest in June, in the very beginning of June. Mm-hmm. And that's all. So I got a lot, like, in a close-ish range.
Yeah.
But I don't have that many. I only have four. That's not that many.
Yeah, but you're already planning to get another one.
Yeah, but that one's, like, my actual big one. Like, that's my tattoo. Not just, like, a fun whatever.
My whole chest tattoo that's, like, 9 inches long is not a tattoo.
I mean, it is. It's just, like, not, like, a one that I really care about that much. Mm. Like, the one on my leg I'm going to really, really care about. Yeah. I'm going to really like that one.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the one on my chest. It's kind of like the one on my back. It's just kind of like, yeah, it's cute, but it's not anything, so, like, super special to me. I just kind of liked it.
Yeah.
And kind of wanted, like, a little filler piece, and so that's what I went with.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to have to cut a lot of that out. So he did let her use his phone, and she called Amaya through that number and let her know, this is who I'll be with. This is the guy's phone, and I'll call you soon.
Okay.
Unfortunately, hours went by, and she hadn't heard from her yet. Mm. And then finally, she got another call back from that same number. But instead of Joanne, she just heard a man breathing on the other end of the line. You know how that is. And, you know, horror movies. Somebody was literally trying to emulate a horror movie in this moment.
Wow.
And then hung up.
Wow.
So she calls the number back and it goes to voicemail. And it just keeps going to voicemail. She calls it a bunch of times and he never picks back up. This was obviously concerning to Amaya. And when some time went by and she still hadn't had contact with Joanne, Amaya called the police and reported her friend missing. She even gave the police the man's telephone number that he had called from. Unfortunately, the police didn't take the disappearance of a black female sex worker serious enough to even take the time to call the number.
Wow.
They didn't even bother calling the number. That's how little they investigated this.
What the
heck? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, that's really awful. Ugh. So, now we are going to be moving on to an incident with a woman named Tiffany Taylor. Tiffany Taylor had a really hard life growing up. She was raised as a Jehovah's Witness and grew up in the Salem Lafayette Housing Project in Jersey City. Mm. So she did come from, you know, a very poverty-stricken lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah.
Is lifestyle the right word? I feel like lifestyle is something you choose.
Just life.
Home life, I guess.
Just life.
Yeah.
Would work.
Poverty-stricken childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a rough area, and she was always surrounded by drugs and violence, and she had many friends die just, like, in front of her. Two of her boyfriends growing up were killed right in front of her. And she had said that she actually had to help clean the remains of one of them off of her front steps.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's really sad. Like, can you imagine even growing up like that?
No, I cannot.
Before she was even 20 years old, she had had a gun held to her head multiple times by both criminals and police. Yeah, so that's great.
Yeah, not great.
She was a constant target of sexual assault. And when she was 17, she got a job at an arcade in a mall where her boss regularly sexually harassed her. In spite of all this, Tiffany was determined to have a better life and moved to Orlando, Florida, where she went to college studying music and psychology, actually. But 2 years into her education, she became pregnant and decided to move back to New Jersey with her mother. So now in her mid-20s, she was a single mother, kind of moving in and out of homelessness. She was engaged in drugs and criminal activity at this point, and this made it difficult for her to find a job. And, you know, kind of just perpetuated the cycle of no job, then go to drugs. Drugs means you can't get a job. But without a job, you can't get out of drugs, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay. With nowhere else to look, Tiffany turned to sex work to provide for herself and her daughter. This was difficult for her. Like I said, she was a Jehovah's Witness, and she did feel a certain amount of conviction in this type of life, you know, choice. But she did make a point to never sleep with married men as often as she could. Instead of actually engaging in sex work, what she would do a lot of the time was agree to have sex for money. And then she would just steal the man's money and leave. She did that a lot, actually. So, I mean, I don't know if we're like...
Good for you, girl.
You know...
take advantage of those men, as you should.
I'm not sure where robbery, like theft versus sex out of marriage goes on the sin scale, but but that's what she did. So, Tiffany started receiving text messages from an unknown number attempting to solicit sex from her. Tiffany made it clear that she was not interested, but this person kept texting. In an attempt to get rid of him, she actually changed her phone number. She went through the whole process of changing her phone number. It was, you know, bothering her enough. Unfortunately, the text just started back up a few days later on her new phone from the same number as before. So it's the same person.
What the heck?
Yeah.
That's scary.
At this time, she was working some odd jobs for a friend who worked at the Ritz Motel in Elizabeth, New Jersey. She was staying there with her friend when she decided that she had had enough of this guy messaging her and she was going to agree to have sex with him, but she wasn't going to actually have sex with him. She was planning to rob him.
I think that's what Cardi B used to do.
Really?
But she was a stripper. Yeah. She
a stripper who stole.
She would, like go to these clubs or, like, to private events to strip for men, and then she would, like, drug them and take their money.
What? That's not okay. You cannot drug people.
I think that's what she had was doing. Or that was what they accused her of doing.
Oh.
I can't remember exactly. But or she would steal their money for sure one way or another. She was stealing their money.
That's one thing. But drugging people is a different thing.
I mean, they were fine. Like, they woke up. They
just so it's okay?
No. But it's a little funny. These are probably the same men that would drug you and rape you.
That doesn't make it okay.
It does. Karma.
You don't know they are doing that. You're just assuming.
It's a pretty good assumption.
Safe anyway, to assume. When she picked up the man, he was wearing a black hoodie, black gloves, and a black ski mask.
Yeah, time to go the other direction. Time to not do that.
This is definitely suspicious to me. But
something seems off.
But this didn't alarm her really at first.
What?
Because it was winter in New Jersey and it was pretty cold. So, you know, winter here is a lot different. And a man, even in a black ski mask in the middle of winter, would be alarming to me.
Yeah, I'd be like, what?
Unless you're on the slopes, you don't need it.
No.
Like.
It's probably going to get the lowest, like, 30 degrees.
Ski outside. Mask for skiing.
Yeah.
Nothing else. You don't take your snowboard down
the driveway. It's very rare that we'll have snow on the ground for more than just a day.
Yeah.
Like, very
That's
rare.
That's very rare. For it to last overnight is rare. Yeah. We'll get snow on the ground, but it usually melts during the day. And that is not how it is in New Jersey. It is just got snow, a lot of right? snow. It's That's got lots crazy. Of snow. So it wasn't a total alarm to her at first. The man got out of the car and, or the man got in the car and after driving for a little bit asked if she could pull over so he could go pee. So she did, but instead of peeing, he struck her on the back of the head, knocking her unconscious. When Tiffany woke back up, her head was wrapped in duct tape.
What?
Like, it was wrapped around her head.
What?
Her hands were handcuffed, and she was being choked as her attacker was also behind her, raping her.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really bad.
What the hell?
So, this woman grew up a rough life on the streets, and she has a lot of street smarts, and she has definitely developed some survival skills, mm-hmm. which are definitely what saved her life here.
Wow.
So, she struggled a lot and ended up biting her mouth, and the blood caused the duct tape to loosen a bit. So she just started pleading with him to stop. She was just begging for him to stop. He did. Then he turned her towards him and asked her if she recognized him.
With the ski mask on?
Then he took his ski mask off.
She's like, no, bitch, what the hell? Are you kidding me right now? You could be literally anybody.
I don't have x-ray vision. Yeah.
Who do you think I am?
Okay. So, he took his ski mask off, and immediately she recognized him. It was Khalil Wheeler Weaver.
Khalil, that motherfucker. I knew it. I called it from the beginning, remember? Mm-hmm. I was like, he seems a little bit too, let me help you with that
yeah.
for my liking.
So she had met Khalil about 6 months earlier when she was actually trying to stay out of sex work around this time. She was tired of men viewing her and using her only as an object.
Yeah.
And she said she actually had fun, Khalil. At first, she liked him. She thought he was a nice kid and didn't get any weird feelings from him. They hung out on several occasions with other friends. They liked to talk and they played video games together. But Khalil was quickly infatuated with Tiffany and incessantly asked her out. He also would just straight up ask her to have sex with him. Probably also citing, you know, the fact that she used to be a sex worker. Hmm. Like, why won't you want to just have sex with me? Why wouldn't you just have sex with me, you know? You've done it with other people. Hmm. Mm-hmm. I just can feel that happening. Mm-hmm. Can you not?
Sure.
Tiffany was almost 10 years older than Khalil and told him she was not interested in a relationship with him. Literally.
Yeah. This really applies.
It does. But he continued to ask for sex. He was not taking no for an answer, apparently. No means no.
That's when you kick him in the balls.
Same thing with asking people out. If people say no, leave it.
Yeah.
Don't keep trying in different ways.
So when your son says he asked a girl out that he really liked, don't say, oh, just keep at it, buddy. Say that, okay, respect that, and move on.
Yeah, exactly.
If any of your dusty-ass sons ever try and do that move on my daughter, I'm going to roundhouse kick them to the face. And you. So you best watch out.
You got to wait till they're 18 before you do that.
I don't even care. I'll go to jail for it. I'm a ride or die for my children, all right?
All right. So eventually, he started offering her cash to sleep with him. So asking for a relationship to asking for sex to asking to pay for sex.
Yeah, well.
Like, he was not getting the hint. Yeah. He was not smelling where she was stepping. No. He was not picking up what she was laying down.
I think he just decided to ignore the hint, actually. Not that he didn't get it.
He just wasn't listening on purpose. He was not listening to that part. Yeah. So, anyway, she finally agreed. And when she was in Khalil's bedroom, after he gave her the $200 cash he had offered her originally, she told him that she had left something in her car and needed to go get it. But instead, she got in her car and left with the cash, which, in my opinion, was just payment for all the harassment.
That's hilarious.
Like, I feel like totally legitimate. Good you probably should have got more because that was a lot of hassle for you.
Good for her. That's awesome.
So anyway, she recognized this guy immediately. Like, she had a relationship with him. She knew him. Mm-hmm. And so when he took his mask off, she's like, that's fucking Khalil. She begged him to stop and reminded him that she was pregnant. She was pregnant with her second child at this time.
Pregnant?
Yeah.
Pregnant?
Pregante.
Pregante.
He replied just like flatly, like, I know.
Don't care. Oh.
I know. I don't fucking care. I know.
Who is she pregnant with?
He just said, I know. Actually, what happened was her baby daddy had went to prison after she was pregnant with her first daughter, and he got out and
got her pregnant again.
They started getting together again, or I don't know if they ever were apart technically, but he moved back home and she got pregnant again, and then he went back to prison.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. I know it sucks. Girl, dump him ass. Dump his ass. It's not worth it.
No.
Anyway, he didn't care that she was pregnant, and he remembered. In that moment when he said that is when she realized that he was going to kill her. That was his plan, and that she needed to act fast. So her scrappy upbringing definitely helped her prepare her for this moment.
Nice adjective.
Yeah. She was smart, and she was cunning, and she was scrappy. She was going to use that as her advantage. That's it. Sly as a fucking fox. She was able to convince Khalil to loosen the handcuffs because she told him they were too tight. How many times has this been the downfall of a man? So many times.
They're very dumb. Well, yes. Ones like these are.
Yeah, especially when the blood is going everywhere but their brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. After this, she told him that they had to go back to the hotel because she had left her phone there and their text messages were on there, and that would be a trail to him when she was dead. This got his attention. He's like, oh, you're right. That's not good.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to go.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to go back to the hotel.
Thanks for helping me.
He immediately stops assaulting her and jumps in the front seat of the car. As he's driving back to the hotel, he was just a total mess. This kid, I want to just punch him in the fucking face so hard. I want to punch him so bad. So he is talking to himself, or in kind of to Tiffany, like, why does nobody like me? Why do I have to pay a girl for attention just to talk to me? Why does nobody like me? Like, total self-pity party, ridiculous, after you just assaulted a woman.
I want to throw that man out of a moving car.
Oh, gosh.
On the freeway.
He needs to get what's coming to him.
There's more hair in my mouth. This blanket is, like, engulfing me. Have you noticed that during this whole thing? I'm like,
yes.
And I'm like tucked away in a tunnel.
Yes.
Oh my God. I took x-rays of my finger today at work.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was cool.
So I'm going to guess the reason that girls don't like you is probably because you're a disgusting fucking psychopath, but that's just my unbiased opinion. So I can't say for certain.
Honey, not everybody's going to like you. That doesn't mean you can kill them. Okay?
Yeah. So in the back of the car, Tiffany was able to slip one hand out of the handcuffs thanks to her double-jointed trait.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Double-jointed wins.
Also, I read an interview with her, actually a couple, and she said, like, this whole time it was all she could do to not try and, like, kill him right then and there because she was behind him in the car and he was driving. She had gotten her hand out of the handcuffs. She wanted to just, like, strangle him from behind.
Why didn't she?
So she decided to keep her hands hidden, though, rather than attacking Khalil, as it would probably end in them both dead or in a car crash.
Mm, yeah.
But she said it was, like, everything she could do to not strangle him right there. When they got back to the hotel, they went to her friend's room, and Tiffany started kicking at the door. When the friend opened the door, Tiffany shoved through and away from Khalil and ran into the room and slammed the door behind her before he could even get to the door.
Whoa.
Yeah. And because it was a hotel door, it automatically locked. Mm. So Khalil was locked out. Tiffany went to the window and showed Khalil that she had gotten her hand free of the handcuffs, and this little pathetic loser just turned tail and ran away. He just ran. Like, that's
chase
the moment.
After him.
What if she was in there with them cuffed? What, mm-hmm. Then you would have stayed? That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Anyway, Tiffany called the police but wanted to make sure that they would get Khalil, so she also called Khalil back to the hotel and told him that if he returned with the keys to her friend's car, because she didn't have a car at the time and she took her friend's car to pick him up, and he still had the keys. So if he returned with the keys to the car, then she wouldn't call the police, is what she told him.
This guy's dumb as hell, isn't he?
Yeah. But she was hoping...
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me. You were shame-shamed, my friend.
Shame, shame, shame. I know your name. Yeah.
She done shamed you a few times.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the police took their dear sweet time coming to the hotel, and Khalil had already come and gone by the time they got to Tiffany. So Tiffany told the police about Khalil and showed them their messages and her handcuffs, but the cops weren't believing her story.
Oh, that's why I said kill him, girl. Just kill him.
And if she was telling the truth, they didn't even care, because not only did they not want to arrest Khalil for kidnapping and rape, they wanted to arrest Tiffany for being a sex worker.
What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Throughout their questioning, they even refused to take the handcuffs off of her. So she was just in this interview with them with handcuffs dangling from one of her wrists. What the? And this is on video footage. Like, you can see them interrogating her.
This is why people, listen up, this is why women don't want to report rape.
Yeah, exactly. Especially marginalized members of
society.
Of our society.
Absolutely. Like, this is the reason, because this is how we're treated.
The only real, like, minority group I belong to is women.
Yeah.
But there are so many.
White women, I'm just kidding.
There are so many subgroups under that, you know. Yeah. You know,
we're the most privileged of women.
We are, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We are Americans.
I do understand my privileges that I have, but there, I understand also, you know, a little on the other side. Like, you know, a straight white man can't understand that. He can't have empathy with, you know, someone who is marginalized, because he does not literally have any category of marginalized, any part of a marginalized community.
Yeah.
They're at the top.
Yeah.
If you have a gay white male, they have a little bit of empathy. Even if it's not the same marginalization,
yeah,
you can still at least have some empathy.
Like, oh, yeah, I know what it feels like to kind of,
Yeah, that makes sense.
But
anyway, there are a lot of subgroups, and a female sex worker, black.
All the cards are against her.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So if I don't feel comfortable in a situation, you know, saying I've been raped, reporting my rape, then somebody like her is definitely not going to feel safe.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
And we need to change that.
Yeah, we do, but it's not going to happen.
No, but I do think it's getting better.
I don't think it is.
I think it is getting a little better. Because at least it's spoken about now.
I watch the news.
Yeah, but at least it's spoken about. Before, people didn't even know it was a problem, because it was just not, nobody ever said it. You know? It was just a normal thing, you know? You have a weird uncle that sometimes rapes people.
Anyway,
so they weren't believing her. They were being total assholes. And they should have lost their jobs over this. I'm sorry, but they should have. She said they treated her like trash, obviously. And if the police had taken the situation more seriously and had apprehended Khalil because she told them exactly who had attacked her, then an innocent life would never have been lost, because it was just a month later before he would strike again. Please. Yeah. So this is all in a period from September to November. This is three different women so far.
They suck so much. What are they even here for again?
I don't know.
Like, thanks for the few decent ones.
And all three times there was evidence directly to this man. The first time was the license plate. Yep. The second time was the phone number. Mm-hmm. And the third time, she knew who it was.
Yeah. Yep.
It's bad. It's very bad.
They just don't care.
No,
they're okay with their guy just running around raping people. That doesn't bother them.
Yeah. So anyway, next time we will get into his last victim. And
did somebody finally kill him?
And the women who eventually ended up being his demise. Good. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. But so far he kind of sucks.
Kind of?
He really sucks.
That's trash.
Yeah.
Gosh, what is wrong with people? Like, I literally don't understand. How could you do that to another human being? How could you do that to anything? I can't even kill bugs. I feel guilty.
I know.
How do you have that crazy part? Just no care for something at all. Like,
well, some people are literally sociopathic.
Yeah, but
like they just don't have that, like, chemically. And that is a percentage of the serial killers out there. It's a good percentage of them too.
Yeah.
Because most people have at least a modicum of empathy.
Like that. Like somebody just like people, like a lot of people rape other people. Like that is somewhat common.
Yeah.
And it's like, how, that's insane that somebody's just like, yeah, it's not a big deal. Like, what do you mean? Like, how could you
because
do that
just
to another person?
Don't understand it from the opposite perspective, I guess. I don't know.
Like, that's causing a lot of harm onto somebody. Like, how do you, are you just, like, so nonchalant about that? Like, I feel bad when I raise my voice at people sometimes. Like, oh,
well,
I should have not.
There's a lot of sociopaths out there. There's, like, 1 in 10 people.
That means we at least know one.
Yeah. It says most people know at least 2 or 3. Let me look it up.
Who is it that we know, then?
I'm what?
Just kidding. Haha. Dylan, maybe.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I think I know some.
Who?
I can't say it on the podcast.
Well, cut this part out. I thought you were going to cut it out anyways.
No, I want to know what percentage.
Oh, I think I know one. Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You definitely do.
Mm.
1 in 100 people is a sociopath.
Mm.
That's a big percentage, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because think
but
about
a lot smaller than 1 in 10.
Yeah, it is a lot.
I was like, what in 10?
1 in 100 people are a sociopath. So that's a lot. Like, I mean, think about how many hundreds of people you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I really know that many people. But yeah.
Yeah.
But at least 100.
Though. Look at how many Facebook friends you have.
I don't even know. I don't know how to check that.
It's right on your main page.
Oh, Facebook's very confusing to me.
Or Instagram followers that you have that are people you know personally.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot.
Yeah. Everybody you've ever went to school with, at every school you've went to school mm-hmm. with. Like, those are all people you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, it's probably a few hundred.
Okay, yeah.
For most people, I would say.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, you know several. 1 in 100 people, that's a lot.
Yeah,
anyway, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
I know that you've waited a while, so I'm sorry. But there is going to be a part 2.
That's true.
So, you will get a part 2 out of it. And the good thing about part 2s is that they always come 1 week after the first part.
Yay!
So you know you're going to get a case next week.
Yay!
Because recording and editing is not the long part. The long part is putting the case together.
Yeah. My next case is going to be something a little bit more lighthearted, like spooky paranormal.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite ones anyway.
Yeah, me too. So I'm going to jump into that.
Cool.
So it should be fun. It's going to be, I think it'll be a cool
Actually,
one.
Actually, my favorite ones are like the weird, like nature things.
Like, yeah, that's like this kind of
that
is.
Happen.
Like, it's a place, like a land.
Okay, cool. Nice.
I think I told you what it was.
You might have. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. And
we hope you come back even when it's been a while.
Yeah, even when it's been a while. Just keep those alerts up. And when we do release a case, you'll hear about
it.
And
listen, yeah. Yeah. That's all we ask.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And remember.
You can be strange.
But don't
be
a
stranger. Don't do it.
Let's not do that.
Don't do it.
Don't.
Okay, anyways, we have to go now. Goodbye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
If you liked listening to the show and want to hear more from us in the future, then please rate, review, and subscribe to us in Apple Podcasts or follow us on your favorite podcatcher. If we're not on a platform that you prefer, then let us know and we will work to get our voices on there for you. You can reach us for comments, questions, or requests for case or paranormal phenomenon at SysteriousPod@gmail.com.
You can tweet us at SysteriousPod. Check out our Instagram at Systerious_podcast or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Systerious-podcast. If you'd like to support us, you can donate to our Patreon page.
Remember, you can be strange,
but don't be a stranger.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.